talk your shit, talk your shit. Ease mental notes. Oh, what? Talk your shit and talk. Hey. They what? They wanna know who's that girl? Hey, yeah. Say what? That's me. Hey. Nigga, what? Hey. What's really good, y'all? What's up, y'all? It's your girl Taylor E. And this is E's Mental Notes. Oh, yes. How y'all doing today? I hope y'all doing great. Always remember to take care of your mind. Always remember to relax. It's crazy because, like, you know, I technically have some, I wouldn't necessarily say some anxiety disorder. Like, I just went to the doctor or something. It's just, you know, I do have some times where I do get in a frustrated mode to where I cannot get myself out of it. And the other day, like, instead of just arguing, like, I really looked online just, like, on anger management tips and everything. And one of the things they said was, you gotta find yourself in a place where you just pause, and you just really, in that pause moment, you have in your mind, you really pause yourself and just think. You have the choice. What do you really want to do? You can even step away for a second. I'll be right back. Or you can just step to the side and just relax all of your muscles. Clench really hard. Breathe in. Clench your fists. Clench every muscle in your body. And then relax all your muscles. Sometimes that may help. But oftentimes you really just need to self-meditate. And just really have and take that time to yourself and just really allow you to think about absolutely nothing. Where you're just with yourself and your mind and your thoughts, and maybe you don't need to think about anything. Maybe you think about too much. Or maybe you don't think enough. And when I say you don't think enough, I mean, I'm talking about really planning your future. I'm talking about really doing what you need to do in order to be the person that you say you want to be. It's crazy because it's like I was at a point too in my life where people would ask me, like, you know, what do you do? And I would say, like, whatever my corporate job was, or, you know, my job. And be like, but I also do acting and I also do modeling. And it was just like one day I just came to a realization where it was like, man, you gotta really think and do as you say you are. Like, that's a fact. So from that day, from that day on, I was literally saying, so well, what do you do? Well, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm a model, and I'm an actress. You can't tell me that I'm not. I have proof. I have a resume. That's a fact. So sometimes you have to put yourself in that mode where you constantly think, because I'm always thinking about where the fuck I'm going. There's not a day at all. So sometimes you just gotta take it there. Really take it there. Mentally take it there by yourself with no other influences. You can put on meditating music. I mean, I'm talking about that. Really, it's just so soothing. Because sometimes you need those moments to yourself. Self-love is very important. I mean, there's so many people who don't feel like they can love themselves because of the conditions that they're in. And I don't feel like anyone should ever feel that way. I mean, because your situation is just your situation. That's something that you're learning from. Everything is a choice. Everything is a decision. If something has happened because of a result of something that has happened, everything's a reaction. I mean, that should never stop you from loving yourself. That should make you want to love yourself enough to allow yourself to understand that you're gonna get through it, because you got through it last time, and the time before that, and the time before that. My nigga, you 30 years old, bro. You made it through a lot of shit. So why you don't love yourself? Why not try loving yourself? Maybe that shit will just change everything. Because when you love yourself, then you love your situations. You love the environments that you're in. You love the people that you're around. Because all of that shit ties into you loving yourself. Ooh. I be saying some shit low-key, y'all. Y'all better just be listening to me, okay? This is just E's mental notes. This is just some real nigga shit. Like, this is just really the conversations that I be having with people. That people really are feeling this way about themselves. Like, I was at a point, I'm not gonna lie, I was at a point where I wasn't always in love with myself. I had to grow into actually loving myself. And baby, I love myself, okay? There's nothing wrong with a little vanity, okay? But no, for real though, self-love is very important, because if you don't love yourself, how can you love another person? Because you should want for another person what you would want for yourself. So, I mean, the first thing, really, to be honest, is really accepting your situation. Because once you accept the situations that you're in and understand that they are repercussions, they are karma for what you have done in the past to result to this happening at this moment, that's real. Understand that there's always something that can be done to fix your situation. You just got to open up your mind enough. But when you don't love yourself, you don't even love past the disappointment of yourself. When you love yourself, off rip you. Okay, man. What's the next move? What can I do? What can I do? Who can I call to ask, like, what's up? Whoa. Okay, fuck it. Everybody want for me, but they don't, you know, can nobody help me out. I ain't got nobody in my life to fuck me. Shit, fuck it. The internet is your motherfucking best friend, my nigga. Who can find anything on the internet to fix any problem? Just type it in Google. What you going through? You gonna have a list of motherfuckers that's gonna tell you what's up. That's a fact. Then you figure out the shit yourself. Then you become selfish for yourself. Because if ain't nobody else got your back, you should always have your back. Right? Oh, it's just E's mental notes. I mean, you know, I just be talking my shit. I want y'all to talk your shit too. Go to easementalnotes.com. Hit that contact button. Talk your shit. For real. So I can talk my shit back. Let's conversate. Or is it converse? Shit, fuck it, I don't know. I'm an English major and everything. Got my degree. Oh, shit, Lord. But I don't even use that word. Don't judge me, y'all. Hey. You guys. Self-love is just something that I feel like we just really needed to talk about. Because we don't talk about it enough. We don't talk about it to each other. We don't even talk about love towards each other. But hopefully, you know, someone listens to this podcast and really understands E's mental notes and be like, damn, man, she's right. Let me try it this way. Damn, she was right. Just saying. All right, you guys. So, today we're going to hop on her lovely Twitter. Okay? That's my bird called Twitter. See, you know what I'm saying? I ain't Cardi. I can't roll my R's, but you know. Tweet, tweet. And, child, I had to hop over to HBCU Confessions, right? And it's a whole bunch of different shit, you know. I am not going to really tack on maybe the ratchetness at first. I do want to tap on to something where I do feel like it's very important for people to understand. Let me find it real quick. Hey. I know y'all be enjoying my beats, you know what I'm saying? Enjoy. Okay, but for real. Okay, so this HBCU Confessions reads, she proper, I'm hood. She a nursing major, I'm undecided. I don't think I have a chance because I'm not on her level. And she don't even know me because I sent in, now y'all, I'm reading this from the Twitter. Okay, as it is on the Twitter, okay? She don't even know me because I sit in the back of class. Do I shoot or nah? I'm assuming he's talking about I'm assuming he's saying that she don't even know me because I sit in the back of the class. Do I shoot my shot or no? Okay. See, I'm not going to even talk about like grammar or anything like that because at the end of the day, shit, I don't care. Be yourself. This is literally, this is the culture. So it's either we're going to accept it or not. Because the only way to fix it is if we fix the school system. And y'all niggas ain't trying to do that. Okay? So, when I read this, I just really want to touch on this man is saying he doesn't know if he wants to shoot his shot or not. Shoot his shot or not. He doesn't know if he wants to shoot his shot because he's from the hood. And she is very educated. She, you know, is a nursing major. Like, he doesn't even probably even know if he's going to finish school, pretty much. I feel like that's by reading that. I mean, you know, no judgment. No, you know, whoever it is, you know, no judgment. That's just some real nigga shit, okay? But look, baby boy, as long as your intentions are good, shoot your shot. Never be afraid of rejection, okay? But step to her proper, though. Don't step to her no hood shit if you already understand how she really is. You gotta maybe come at her a different way. But that's if you really wanna shoot your shot or shoot it in the shot, okay? Just saying. But this is a really good topic because it then poses the question, what is good enough for people? Like, am I too good for you, or is he too good for you? Or, I mean, he might not even know her background. She might be just as good as him, but he, you know, she gonna come up because she understands what she needs to do, right? Let's play that story, y'all. Okay, look, I'm a little parched. Dang, we ain't got nothing to drink. It's fucked up. No, I don't want it. I don't want it, nigga. I don't want no parmesan. That's too spicy. Bitch need some water. But no. For real. Let's take it to that story, right? So say she is from the hood too, right? And now she's really like over that hood shit. And she's like, oh, trying to overcome with her life. What is that? Is it pop? Are you lying? Little what you might whistle. Okay. So say, you know, she's finally getting her act together. If he does shoot his shot as him being him, and say she is digging him, right? No pressure. But is it gonna work? Are they gonna have that imbalance? Because if she's not willing to work on him to help build him up to be the person that he is, then it's just play. Because, I mean, if he genuinely cares about her, as he's, like I said, if this is like literally shooting the shot or just shooting it in the shot, okay? I'm just saying, hypothetically speaking, if he's really trying to shoot his shot, like he like, damn, I'm trying to get you a shorty for real. Because I'm assuming that baby is a nurse, you know, she really trying, because nursing students, baby, in classes, that's like sleep pledging for real. They cannot get below a certain like grade point average. It should be so. They be so stressed out. So he has to understand that. Are you willing to be that person to like not? Baby, you're not ready to be that person. So maybe then at that point you think, then should he just start on a smaller scale and work his way up to that type of person? Because then it's like, damn, what are standards, right? Maybe ultimately. Because now he questioning himself. So does he, you don't even got that type of confidence? Because if he real confident, nigga just going to pull up. Because it be some, I be confused. Like, how the fuck, nigga, I look like I'm not about to talk to you and you still going to approach me. I done told you no and you still coming at me. So it's very interesting even to see this. Oh, baby boy. Then if you ready to really be on some shit, like I said, she could be a hood chick too. She might fuck with you. But you gotta be willing to step up to that level as she is. If you're not, baby boy, don't waste your time, bro. That's a fact. Is she really about her shit? So go ahead and shoot your shot if you want to, player. But then I'd be fucked up if she had a whole nigga. Because he said she don't even know him. He's sent in the back of the class. So, you know, I know. I'm not. That's me. I'm sorry. Let me see. These things are really, really intense. Like, seriously. I'm like, these kids really be, I say these kids, like, I mean, college students, but still, like, we wasn't this out and open, but I mean, I guess he was, but we didn't have, I guess it was different times, I guess, when I was in school. Like, that was forever ago, right? Oh, wow. See, this is the type of... No, see, that's just too raunchy. Hold on. Let me find something that's not so raunchy, okay? Okay, let's see. This is a good one. Because I don't want to necessarily start off with the raunchy ones. I don't want to paint that picture about us. Because, nigga, I'm going to get to a raunchy one. Because, nigga, we some raunchy noggles. Okay? So, okay. This one says, so, me and my girl been fighting a lot lately. I try to be the best boyfriend I can be, but she takes me for granted and doesn't treat me right. I'm tired of it, but I love her, and she says she loves me. What should I do? Should I move on? Ooh. Well, sir, do you want to continue to be taken for granted? Is it worth being taken for granted? Have you told her you've been taken for granted? If you told her you've been taken for granted, baby, and she's still taking you for granted, baby boy, why are you still there? I'm so confused. That is just some real nigga shit. Because why, in 2019, this should be the year of self-love. If you love yourself, you should know how you should be treated. That is a fact. See, and I don't even know what he means by take it for granted. You're like, you know what I mean? There's different levels to take it for granted for some people. Like, you know, she could be just using you for your money. She could be cheating on you. She could be, you know, we don't really know. But if you feel taken for granted, my nigga, then that doesn't matter. Because at the end of the day, are you going to put up with this shit or not? Is it worth it? It's crazy because a lot of times we don't even understand that people really do jeopardize ourselves and our health. That's a fact. Like, we allow people to use us and literally allow people to make us feel like we're going insane instead of really just trying to find that balance. If there's no malicious intent in front of any in no one's actions, then it's at that point, if you're arguing, if you're fighting, then it's literally all about finding the balance. There's a miscommunication. If you didn't mean it how I think you meant it, then that means there was a miscommunication. Because either you said it the wrong way or something. But if you outright just cheating on me, that's you know, about that. I mean, some people can recover. Depends on, I guess, the relationship. I guess now that I'm older and I'm like, it's either you deal with some shit or you don't. Don't bitch about it if you gonna deal with it. That's really my whole thing. Cause it's like, it's just so frustrating when people don't really understand that the hardest part about life really is trying to make everybody happy but still be yourself. And I say that only with people that you really fuck with. But it's just like, golly, we gotta find this balance. Like, why are we always, you know? I got friends like that, man. And that was really just growing up, because now I really surround myself with people who I really fully, genuine feel like care. And the only reason why we are having that unbalance is because I may be stuck in my ways too much, or I'm not understanding on how I am supposed to be in a certain situation with a person because I've never been in that situation with a person. And that's really, you know, dealing with self-care, you really start to understand and realize, like, okay, there is that pause where you can't be like, okay, wait a minute. Is this the moment to be an asshole? Or should I just put my customer service voice on? You know what I'm saying? That's some real nigga shit. Like, it's like, like I said, in one of the moments that we've never published, life is like, it's, you know, you have to really find or figure out when. I wouldn't necessarily say everybody has to figure this part out, because some people just got it, because some people were raised that way. Some people are raised around certain situations where they're comfortable in, as some people aren't raised in certain situations where certain situations may feel like maybe smothering, or may feel like they're being attacked or something like that, just by conversation, say at the workplace, right? But they have to then sit and understand, like, pause. I'm just gonna go ahead and give them my customer service right now, because if I give them the ass on me, that might not work. You have to think about the after effects. Really, that's where I kind of struggle with. Yeah, I do. Because I've been alone for so long. When dealing with some people, like, or, you know, dealing with people sometimes, like, I've had so many conversations in my head with myself, maybe sometimes, about different shit I've seen on TV that you gotta try to rationalize it. When you watching TV, you gotta process it, but it's like, ain't nothing but like kind of thinking out loud, or just thinking within yourself, or just in your head. But when you get around people and the shit finally came out, you've already thought about that shit. So sometimes it might seem like you know it all, but no. Just a lot of self-love. with a lighter. Alright, let this go out. Yeah, shout out to 420, man. Okay? I got a surprise for y'all coming up. I got a lot of stuff coming up, man. I really do. I just came to the conclusion that I do want to start a vlog. So that is coming up. And I really wanted to focus on just really like kind of my life and my, you know, my upcoming of my career, in a sense, I guess. And my health journey, because I am committing myself to doing the Dr. Savvy diet. I am deciding that I do want to start doing it at least for 30 days to see if I like it. How do I feel about it? How does my body feel doing that? And just doing a whole reset. Like I said, I do want to do a whole 30 days off of social media. One thing I'm not doing is 30 days off the herb. That's not happening. But I am going to be vlogging. And then after the 30 days, I do want to post it. Like, you know, so you can kind of see. You guys just see. So then that way I'll have something for every week for y'all. And then I'll just still continue, you know. But probably, I don't know, maybe make it a throwback Thursday or something. So you guys can just see how it was for that diet. But yeah, I'm gonna do that, and just wait till I have a little sweet for you guys for my smoker party. Yes, guys, I am doing an online smoke shop that is happening. Oh, just wait. You guys are gonna be so proud. So, I mean, how much time do I got? What you mean that's good? Like, I'm good, or I'm confused what that means? Like, I'm good for another topic?